Life definitely has its fair share of ups and downs. We deal with the death of loved ones, different illnesses, mental health challenges, and every other struggle in between. But sometimes it's hard to be real and actually talk about this stuff. My name is Alexis Bean, but you can call me Lex. And this is Big Girl Panties Podcast. Here, I chat with both professional experts and other women like me who have their own story about living through grief, trauma, and other tough times, and how they have found a way to put on their big girl panties and thrive.
Life is more than the darkest hour. It has ebbs and flows of ease, peace, celebration, triumph, and testimony. But at some point, we will all face what at that moment feels like the darkest hour. I have felt moments like that before, and unfortunately, that will happen again at some point or another in my life. But life is so much more than the darkest hour, and it's worthy of us living it in its fullness and to be present in every moment that is given to us. That's something that I believe in wholeheartedly, and that is something that I want Big Girl Panties Podcast and BGP Life as a brand to represent and reflect. My name is Alexis Bean, and welcome to Big Girl Panties Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be listening to the first part of an interview that I had with Kamini Fox from Seven South Productions, a production company that I teamed up with to help promote the launch of my very first product, Your Love is Alive, a guided memory journal honoring your loved one. The name of the product is pretty self-explanatory, but it's a physical journal that you can write in and celebrate the life and memory of a loved one that has died. In this two-part series, we will get to dive into my thoughts about the journal, how it came to fruition, and how I envision people to use it once you buy it. We are also going to be going back in time a bit, and I'm going to share personal details about my life, memories of my beautiful mom, and reflecting on the grief journey that has changed my life forever. My hope is to share a bit more about my life with you. We spend a lot of time on the podcast sharing the incredible stories and expertise from our guests, our BGP sisters. But to start our year and to end our current season of the podcast, I'm sharing my story with you. Without further ado, here is our chat led by Kamini Fox with our guest, Alexis Bean.
So Lex, haven't seen you in quite some time. Yeah, what you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, it's been a long time since the days of high school.
Work Academy days? It's been like, what, since 2007?
Yeah, 2007, 2009 for me. Yeah, so 2007 since I've seen you, really. Yeah, so fast forward, graduated from university, been back in Bermuda working full-time since about 2013. Mm-hmm. And I think just been trying to find my footing in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. In the mix of that, trying to find myself and what it is that makes me, I guess, enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And I've found a passion for writing. Always had a passion for creating. Found a passion for podcasting. So just trying to find my footing here and there. Yeah, so what about you? What have you been up to over the last few years?
A few years.
A lot.
What are you up to today?
I'm a mom. That's the biggest thing. Like, next to our business, Seven South Productions, we merged with, or like a group of companies merged with Boss Nations to produce Seven South Productions. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing that we can collaborate on something like our paths across the game besides school.
Yeah.
Because we spent a lot of time in school together.
Yeah.
And then we have this long gap, and then, yeah, we're just coming back full circle.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're excited to help you with this project. And so tell me what it is exactly we're doing with this, because normally you're got somebody else in the hot seat. So we're not interviewing me today. We're actually interviewing you.
I know.
Which is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Especially because for your podcast, BGP,
Big Girl Panties.
Big Girl Panties Podcast.
Big Girl Panties. Again, I'm going to make sure I put the letters in the right order.
Yeah.
So Big Girl Panties Podcast.
Yeah.
So what is new with BGP? What is it?
So it was initially inspired after I experienced the loss of my mom.
Whoa.
So she died when I was 17, 18 years old. And so that going through her death and trying to navigate life after she passed was, you know, a very difficult thing to go through. And then when I was 23 years old, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
And it was actually the multiple sclerosis diagnosis that after that I experienced, that is when the idea of BGP Life came to me. And so the purpose of BGP Life was just an opportunity for me to share the difficult circumstances that I had gone through in my life and be able to encourage and inspire other women who, you know, may be going through similar things and may feel lonely when they go through those things. When I was going through a very difficult exacerbation, a very difficult relapse after my MS, I felt so alone.
Mm-hmm.
You feel so alone. It was actually during the summer. So everyone is off, living their best life, partying, doing all these things. And I'm at home feeling terrible. And, you know, people reach out to you saying, well, how are you feeling? How are you?
But it's nothing like them actually coming and spending time with you, right?
Spending time with you, but also it's nothing like someone else knowing exactly what you're going through. So I felt like, you know, there must be other girls like me. There must be other women like me who have gone through difficult circumstances, who may not necessarily are afraid, but just want to feel that connection with somebody. So I started BGP Life. So it started from that. And I started the project with two videos that I shared on YouTube. And then I was on Instagram, on Facebook, and I was just sharing different stories about my life. And then it grew to sharing the stories of other women and things that they have gone through. And now we have a social media presence. We have a podcast, Big Girl Panties Podcast. And now I'm coming out with my very first product.
Yeah. So you had something happen to you, and then now you've created this whole community for everyone else to be a part of.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So please tell me about this product.
Okay.
Because I've heard about BGP. Yeah. I've heard about the podcast. I actually listened to a couple of your episodes.
Nice.
Well done.
Thank you.
I love the name Big Girl Panties because we talk about them like in terms of like a women's community, right? It's something we say to each other, like, girl, you just got to put your Big Girl Panties on.
Exactly.
So now you've actually made something of that name, and now you have this product that's coming out. So tell me a bit more about it.
Okay. So my first product is a guided memory journal, and it is dedicated to loved ones who have passed, who have died, and we're honoring their memory. So it's called Your Love is Alive, a guided memory journal honoring your loved one.
Did someone give you the journal, like give you a form of a journal first, and then you were like, hey, this works for me, maybe I can try it and produce a product with BGP?
So yes and yes. So
like that.
So I've been journaling my entire life. Like I still remember, I have a picture in my mind of a Barbie diary from when I was a little girl.
Did it have a lock on the side?
Yeah, I think I probably had the same one. A Barbie diary. And then I had a Winnie the Pooh diary. And my sister was trying to look at it. And I'm like, leave it. She's like, I just want to read your diary. I'm like, it's my journal. So I had memories like that from childhood. But after my mom passed, I had a friend of mine, and to be honest, she was more so
a mentor
of sorts a bit. When I was younger, I was 17 at the time, just about to turn 18, at the youth library in Bermuda. And I was part of this group at the youth library that I did outside of school. And one of the girls there, after my mom died, she gave me a birthday gift because my mom died 3 days before my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
My 18th birthday. And
that's
she
a milestone birthday to have something like that happen. Yeah.
So it's like, we can get into it, but it was a big thing. So she gave me this journal as a gift for my 18th birthday. So my mom had just died a few days before. And she said, here, I'm giving you this journal. You can write in it. You can write letters to your mom in it. And so when she gave me that, you know, I was like, oh, thank you. This is great. But
because you're like, and something you're like, I don't know. What am I supposed to do with this? I'm in my own grief. I don't even think I want to confront my grief at this point.
Exactly. So at the time, it was a sweet gift, but I didn't really want it. But to be honest with you, I may have written it in it that first day.
Instinctually, because you've been doing it your whole life.
Yeah, but I've been doing it my whole life. And for the first year, I would just write and say, hey, mommy, and just tell her about my day, or tell her like, oh, we're doing this. Like, I know you would love this. I know you'd be proud of this. And then over the next, it's been like 13 years now. So over the last 13 years, when I really want to like pour my heart out and talk to my mom, mm-hmm. I go to that journal.
Because it's a representation of her.
Of her.
Yeah.
And I feel that connection through that journal. Mm-hmm. And I know that not everyone is like me. So there's not everyone will have this blank book mm-hmm. and say, I want to pour my heart out to my loved one that's passed. But it's an opportunity to do so if you take it, if you receive it, mm-hmm. you know. So with my first product, I wanted to do that. And I wanted to provide prompts to help people with
yeah, because I was going to say, see, it's not like a typical journal. It's not just lines. Like, yeah. I mean, we have it here and it's not like if you open it up, it almost reminds me of the baby book.
Yeah.
You're journaling when you had the first time your kid and you're like, okay, I'm going to put some pictures in here.
Yeah.
And what was their, what's their favorite food? What are they doing? Different milestones. So it's not like just a regular journal that you have like blank pages.
Yeah.
It's very easy, especially for someone who's going through that type of loss and it's finding it very difficult to confront it because it makes it that much more real.
Yeah.
You have these gentle prompts in here. Mm-hmm.
The name Your Love is Alive, that was easy because Your Love is Alive is something that I say all the time about my mom.
It's like your sign off.
It sounds like
Your love is alive moment. Love Alexis. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
So when the story with that is for her funeral, there was a video slideshow that my aunt, well, one of her good friends had put together. And there were photos of her like playing like in a presentation at the service, mm-hmm. at her homegoing service. And the song that they had playing within that slideshow was this song called Your Love is Alive by Aisha Woods. And so I thought that whole slideshow and the song choice was so beautiful. And after that, that's become like one of my favorite songs.
It's like your mantra now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, yeah. Your love's alive.
So I use that, I do hashtag Your Love is Alive for almost everything on social media, like about my mom or about loved ones who have passed. I always include Your Love is Alive because I believe that their love is alive.
And it should be. It should be inside of you. And I mean, for you, you said you lost her 3 days before your 18th birthday.
Yeah.
That's like your transition into like womanhood.
Yeah.
That transition can be scary on its own, whether you have your mom or not.
Yeah.
And then sounds like you were really, really close with your mom. I mean, like, me was a little bit opposite on that end. My mom and I at 18 were not that close.
Yeah.
But for you in this situation, losing her during that stage, how did it impact you going forward?
It was very difficult. It was very difficult. As you mentioned, like during those years, they're very pivotal and they're very confusing. And during that time period, my birthday is in May. So I'm actually a mother. I was a Mother's Day gift to my mom. So it does a lot going on because my birthday was that month. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is that month. I graduated from high school that month.
Yeah.
So there was a lot going on. And then 3 months after that, I went off to university. And so anyway, those years were very, very pivotal, but also very confusing.
They're confusing even if your mom's hurt.
They're confusing anyway. And then you put this big boulder.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a boulder because it was this huge weight on life as I knew it. Mm-hmm. And this huge shadow that I'll say for my life dealing with the passing of my mom and having her not in my life any longer.
Especially for those moments that should be celebrated. No, like you have that shadow, like you said, that's overshadowing everything else. That should be this memorable, joyous occasion. Yeah. And then you have this point that it doesn't seem like that anymore. But I'm pretty sure working through that journal that your friend gave you, mm-hmm. going through that helped to lift that cloud a bit, did it?
I don't know if it did. It did help me to go through it. And to feel through it, feel my emotions through it, feel the pain, feel the sadness, feel the uncertainty. And I guess after you go through something, you realize like in hindsight, like, wow, oh, that did actually help me to make me feel better. But while you're going through it, you don't know. So I don't encourage anyone to buy this journal to say like, here's this journal so that you can feel better.
No.
don't do that. Don't do that.
It's not going to make you feel better doing it.
No.
No.
It's just a way to help express how you felt about them. And so that's what that journal did for me. It helped me to express my emotions
because if you read it, there were some times in there where I'm like, I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm confused.
Yeah. And this stage is a
and even just about regular life stuff, you know, where I'm confused about what job I'm going to choose. And you feel the absence of not having your mom there.
And there's no one to replace your mom.
Like, no.
You have your dad, you have your aunt, but it's nothing like talking to your mom.
Yeah.
About whatever it is that you're going through.
Yeah.
I mean, he mentioned something there that was like really impactful to me is going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go around it. You can't go under it.
I wish you could.
You can't circumnavigate it no matter what you do. You actually have to go through it. And I feel like a lot of people don't want to confront the pain because it's too painful.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, don't buy it because you want to feel better.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you to feel better, but it's going to help you to get through the process so that you can feel better on the other side.
Yes.
Hey friends, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. If you are in Bermuda and you're listening to this convo and are interested in purchasing a copy of Your Love is Alive, a guided memory journal honoring your loved one, then head to bgplife.com and buy your copy today. There are two versions available, the gold coil version and the hardcover version. Both versions make a beautiful keepsake gift to give to others in your life or for you to purchase a gift for yourself to celebrate and treasure the life of someone very special. I hope that this episode resonates with you and is giving you some clearer insight into the why behind this beautiful journal. And if it does, you can head to bgplife.com to purchase a copy of your own. To my friends currently in the United States, the UK, and beyond, I have not forgotten about you, I promise. And I really, really appreciate your patience with me as we get things organized so that you can purchase the journal as well. Please stay tuned. I will not leave you out, and I will make a huge announcement when the journals can be purchased worldwide. But for now, thank you so much to everyone for your support as we continue this journey together. Now, let's get back to our conversation.
And I can see now today, like, this is a real painful thing to have going through, but today you look like you're like, her spirit's alive within you.
Thank you.
You feel fulfilled. You feel like, okay, it was something hard, but I'm at peace with it now and I can move on with my life and still celebrate her and carry her on with you. Is that true?
That is true. And what I'll say, I think that only people who have gone through, I'll say grief in any regard, but especially those who have gone through the grief of losing a loved one, you will never not be sad about it.
Yeah.
You will never not cry about it. Not to say that as soon as someone mentions her name, I'm like in tears.
Like disruptive to your life.
You know, it's not like that, but I will always feel that impact. I will always feel that loss, but I am a lot better. I am healed. I am healing. It's a healing journey. I wouldn't say healed, ED. I won't say ED. Like, don't you lie, girl. I'm doing well in my healing. I'm definitely a lot better than I was at 17, 18, because I was lost then. I was confused. I had no idea what my life could look like without her in it. It was a very scary idea to think about. And being here today, talking about a journal that I made up. I won't say made up. A journal that I created.
Yeah, you created it.
And I'm about to sell it. It's huge. That's huge. That's huge for me.
And I mean, it's something that helped you. But think like for your sister, for instance.
Yeah.
You are now like the mother figure for your sister.
Yeah.
So you can help her get through what she's going through. I mean, I think Taylor just had a baby, correct?
Yes.
So that's something that she would want to experience with her mom as well.
Yeah.
But no, you're that mother figure for her, and you wouldn't be able to be that for her if you didn't go through your process.
So I'm going to tease a little bit because people always say like, you're like a mom to her. I'm like, I'm not her mom. I'm only 2 years older than her, but what I will say is I agree with you in the sense that me being able to, number one, be an example. Mm-hmm. And number two, me being able to create something like this. I feel like I am able to be an example for, yes, my sister, perhaps also, well, hopefully, I hope other close friends of mine who have gone through something similar and just people who resonate with my story and who have unfortunately experienced the loss of someone that's very close to them. And they're able to, I'm able to help them go through this journey in just a small way, but through this journal.
It's the community.
Yeah.
It's a community.
Community.
Like, you may not know them directly, but because of this, you've created a community yeah. where they can go through it and get through that process a lot easier. And it's not just, like what you said, it's not just for someone, it's mom, for mm-hmm. instance. It's not just if you lost your mom, it's if you lost anyone
yeah.
in any sort of capacity, although it is directed towards
yeah.
those who have been lost by death. But if you lost someone through, for instance, maybe a violent crime or something like mm-hmm. that, or like for me, I have a family member who was really, really close to me, who's
yeah.
no longer with us in the free space.
Yeah.
So for me, this could work because it's like I'm grieving the loss of this person in this space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I want to remember them when they were here and I can
yes.
hug them and I can talk to them whenever I felt like it.
Yeah.
So it's not just for death, but death comes in many forms, not
yeah.
just the physical space, but in the spiritual space as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, really, really cool that this, look, we say paper, it's,
yeah.
it's paper. This is so impactful and it can have that sort of impact on other people's lives to help
yeah.
them heal.
Yeah.
Not healed.
Not healed, not ED. We won't sell a false promise.
No, we're not going to sell false promises and tell you, you're going to be healed.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're going to keep working on the process.
Yeah.
This is just a tool to get you there.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you would like to I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite quote? You have a lot of quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I talked to you about one of them earlier. Maya Angelou's quote is towards the beginning. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget the way you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my favorites. Do you have a particular favorite in there?
I do. I'm pretty sure you can probably guess. It's the very first one.
In the first page, and I should know that because it's on the first page.
Yeah.
This one.
Yes.
There are no goodbyes for us. Wherever you are, you'll always be in my heart. That's true.
Yeah. I feel peaceful
mm-hmm.
when I hear that quote
mm-hmm.
and it's calming. And I was very intentional when I was very intentional with all of the quotes
yeah.
within the journal, but I wanted to start the journal with something that calmed you.
Yeah.
That made you feel a little bit at peace or that you were excited mm-hmm. or yeah, excited already. To have this journal.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to write in at the beginning that's like,
that's just ruins heavy. Lives. No.
No, we're not ruining lives. We're not ruining anyone's life. But you don't want to put something there that's too heavy that deters people from picking it up. You want to put something that's gentle and
it's gentle, encouraging, peaceful. And it's a great reminder. It's a great reminder.
And it's so fitting with the beginning of it. Your love is alive.
Yeah.
Like you're with me no matter where I go. And that's how I keep your love alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that quote. And when I found it, I'm so dramatic in the writing process, in the creative process. Any friends that were there for me with like editing things and like choosing things, they're like, girl, you're doing too much. But
they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't get it.
Yeah. But when choosing the quotes and when finding that quote, I'm like, that's the one at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first quote.
It just speaks to you.
And it spoke to me. So that's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that's really cool. You know what else I think is cool too? I spoke on it like a little bit earlier where it says it reminds me of like a baby book.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a baby book for my son.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good keeping up with the baby book. I think I did up to 6 months. But you can also include pictures
mm-hmm.
in this.
Yeah.
So it's not just your written word. You can actually look at the picture and the picture can inspire you.
Yeah.
And you can like reminisce on what was it like at that moment with this person that you lost. So I think it's really cool that you included the pictures. Can you tell me why you did it?
So I did it for a few different reasons because one, you can include photos, you can include memories.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, I want this book, this journal to be a keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel comfortable, you can use this and share some of the pages, share some of the memories with other loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I haven't used the journal yet. I'm waiting for it.
I
haven't used my own journal yet. I have so many sample copies, but I haven't used my own journal yet because I want to wait until it's officially released.
Yeah.
And I want to use it the same time that other people use it.
That's good.
But my hope is that with the journal, as I fill it up, I can add pictures in the journal of my mom and like my, you know, favorite little things about her. Mm-hmm. And that one day I'll be able to share those things with my future children.
That's cool. Know? Because she wouldn't be able,
they won't know her the way that I know her.
No, they won't. And this is a way for them to get to know her authentically.
Exactly.
Because you said something with your aunt earlier who had put together that slideshow. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for you to connect with your mom authentically with memories that you weren't there with her for, right?
Yeah.
So you got to see her in another light from someone else's perspective.
Exactly.
And so that's deep.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how your mom impacted other people.
Exactly. And so that's also in the journal.
Is it?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So there's a section in the book. You keep calling it a book. Might as well be a book.
It might as well be.
There's a section in the journal called Tribe Stories. Mm-hmm. And you have an opportunity to, if you're comfortable, because again, if you're not comfortable with any of this, you can skip over that section.
Right.
And wait until you may be ready another day. Mm-hmm. But there's a section in the journal called Tribe Stories, and you have the opportunity to speak to different members of your loved one's tribe. Mm-hmm. So friends, family, maybe their partner that they were with, children, coworkers, whatever, and get their favorite stories from being with that person as well. Mm-hmm. And you can add their stories to your journal.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So you can have, it encourages community. It encourages collaboration, and it's a way for people to speak about this person. Not to say that it's not going to be painful, but it's in a loving way. I hope that it's a reminder that you can still talk about this person even though they've died.
Yeah.
It's still a good thing. You can still feel their love. You can still love them.
Even
though they're not here.
They don't have to be here for you to continue to love
exactly.
them.
Exactly. It's not that they died and all of a sudden, oh, that's it. They can't be a part of my life anymore. I can't remember them anymore.
Yeah.
And so I want this journal and opportunities within this journal to say like, hey, remember when they liked this? Hey, remember when they used to love this? Hey, remember that joke that we shared? Mm-hmm. And you can ask their loved ones as well.
And from that, you also can build your own relationships with those people that are in their tribe, right?
So perfect.
So the relationship building doesn't just stop because this person's no longer with us.
Yeah.
You're able to say, okay, well, they had this coworker that shared a really cool story with me. This is a way for me to feel connected to
them,
my mom.
Yeah.
Because I had that relationship with them. And you never know what type of healing that person can get from being connected to you.
Yeah.
So it's like you're connecting the dots along the way. And it's all centered around this one person. It's amazing, like the network that people create while they're here on earth. And even after they leave.
Exactly.
They still have that network.
It's so special. And like being from a place like Bermuda, I think other people can resonate. But I know myself specifically, when sometimes people don't feel comfortable saying things like this, but sometimes I would see people and they'll say like, oh, you remind me of your mom so much. And they may share a story like, oh, I remember your mom because we used to do this together. Or I remember when we were younger, we did this. And they don't know what they did for me in just sharing that story. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know her when she was 20. You know, I wasn't here for that.
It's crazy for someone to say, you know? You remind me so much of my mom. Tell me about that. Oh, you remind me of her. Yeah.
So something like the tribe stories section, you have no idea what that can do for you. Mm-hmm. That connection, that added connection that you can create.
So when someone says you remind them of your mom, what is like one of the stories that came out of that? Like, is it the way that her mannerisms, is it the way that she talked? What was one of the things that someone mentioned to you?
So a lot of people tell me that I remind them of my mom because of her kindness and also because of her wisdom.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Because that's something you're like, I wish I could live up to my mom's.
Yeah.
And then you heard someone say that.
You're like, really?
Oh my gosh, I'm just like her.
Yeah.
You're like, really? I actually like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you don't want the parts sometimes to your parents and you're like, why did you give me that treat?
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Yeah.
Like my mom, for instance, she has, I think my family period, they just have like some health issues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did you have to give that to me? I don't want that part of life.
Yeah.
Like, can I get something else from you? Like maybe your nice shaped calves. Can I get that? Yeah. So it's really cool for you to say that someone says, oh, your wisdom, she passed that on to you in the short time that she was here that you got to spend with her.
Yeah.
She was able to pass that on to you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's really special to me.
Yeah. Anything else in particular
that you think that she passed on to me?
Yeah. That someone told you.
Well, I know one thing for myself that I know she passed on to me that I don't really like.
What's that?
Her lack of dancing. her dancing ability. She cannot dance and neither can I. She could not dance and neither can I.
You can laugh about it then.
Yeah, I can laugh about it. I'm like, man, I could, why did you give me this?
I don't want that part of life, no.
Like me, I'm a basic two-step and that's about it. I'm like, yeah, I got that. I got that from her.
But you know, it's something to laugh about, and that's something that like your sister can probably share with. Did your sister get the dance?
She can dance. She got that on dad's side of the family. I didn't. Yeah.
No, yeah. Didn't get it from mom. What about in the way that she looked? Did you guys look alike?
So people say, and I can see it through photos and stuff, mm-hmm. that my mom looked just like my sister when she was a child, mm-hmm. Maybe child until like early teens. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen photos of her from her teenage years, like late teenage years, where mm-hmm. I'm like, that's me. Look, yeah, just like crazy. Her. And then still to like my sister and I think there will just be different occasions where say if you like look in the light in a certain direction, you're like, you look like mommy. And she'll say the same to me.
Coming up next on the final episode of season 3 of Big Girl Panties podcast.
What was one of the most difficult times of your teenage years? Like, I know we all have like these challenging times as a teenager, right? We just go into life and trying to get through it.
Yeah.
Hormones all over the place. But I think there's something specific for you that was particularly painful as a teenager. What was that?
That was the elephant in the room. And that was when my mom passed away when I was 17 years old. And she passed 3 days before my 18th birthday.
And how was it sudden? Did you know she was like, did she have anything that would even indicate that she was going to be passing soon?
So it was extremely sudden.